Yeah, is Matt online or is he there in person with you guys in here? Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
If you're ready to go, we'll go with number 16, the Bison Center update.
Yeah, I sure am. So good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. This will be brief. Basically, with the Bison Center updates that we have right now, we started advertising this week. The project will be advertised for the next 2 weeks with a lot of different buildings and exchanges around kind of the region here, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, which is quite common that draws those big contractors into this. We'll open up bids on the center on April 30th. So I'll definitely have more information to share at the May Commission meeting here at Custer State Park. So, and we do have a pre-bid meeting on April 16th that will give us a pretty good idea of the interested parties and who's seriously looking at building this facility for us. So, and then with that too, it was back in February, we met with Taylor Studios, our interpretive design firm, and next week we will get our first glance from them at a schematic design as to what they're proposing for interpretive displays and the floor layout and how the interior of that facility is going to look. So things are tracking really well. You know, we probably look probably by the first part of June or so to be breaking ground. Usually, if we have a bid opening in the end of April, it takes, you know, roughly 30 days by the time you get contracts signed and everything you put in place. But I would say by the first part of June, mid-June, for sure, we're going to be breaking ground down there and moving forward to where you'll definitely see some changes by this year's roundup. Still looking at a final completion date of around the 1st of April of 2022. So still planning on that and pushing for that. Everybody feels that's going to be very doable. So, and then just real briefly, in conversation with Dick Brown yesterday, fundraising is going very well for him. I know Lisa mentioned that earlier today too, but Dick's pretty excited and still working on that, but things are really coming together, he said, and we should know more a few more weeks how that all wraps up too. So that's pretty much what I have for now. Like I said, I'll have more information at the May Commission meeting as to who the contractor is and who's selected and cost of what it's truly going to cost to build the building and all that. So with that, I would stand by for any questions.
Great. It's an exciting project, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Any questions from anyone? Thanks, Matt. Appreciate
you. No, thank you.